Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. I want to welcome you this morning to our broadcast, and I have Director of Recreation and Parks with me, Mr. Jeff Degetz, today. Thanks for joining us today, Jeff.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, and just to start with, you know, you are Director of Recreation and Parks. And Carol, how about a little bit of background? What's Jeff Degetz about?
Well, I've been in recreation and parks literally my entire professional career. I started at the age of 16. It was a way to get the keys to the gym at the time, which was a good incentive if you're 16 years old. Did not think at the time it would actually become a career path, but it did. And I've been working ever since then, either full-time or part-time in the profession, also volunteering in the profession. So it's what I know and love.
It's obvious that's your passion. But you now are director of a county, and we're not the largest county, but we do have a lot of great parks here in the county and good rec councils. First of all, where have we been in Carroll County? How's it grown?
Well, the number of parks has grown over the years. We now have 30 parks, and so is the acreage. We're well over 4,700 acres of parkland. We've seen the number of facilities, the number of people grow tremendously over the years. The recreation councils, the volunteer groups started as mom and pop groups. They've really evolved into major organizations, and they're raising and spending well over $4 million a year. So that's become a big business, if you will, for Carroll County. A lot of their operations, they're buying services or materials from other Carroll County businesses. So that helps the economy, and it's a way for us to offer a lot of activities utilizing volunteers with a relatively small number of staff.
You don't have a large staff, I will attest to that, but you have a lot of volunteers.
Yes.
And without them, I know we couldn't exist here. And by the way, before we go off any further, if a person wants to volunteer with Parks and Recs, what's the process they have to go through?
There's a couple ways they could do it. One would be if their children are involved in a rec council activity, perhaps there's an opportunity to coach or serve in some other capacity. They could talk with other volunteers in that organization, or they could just contact our office. They can either email us at ccrec@carrollcountymaryland.gov. or give us a call at 410-386-2103.
Now, is a background check required for that, correct?
Depending on the job, but if it's any job that where you're working with youth or have access to youth, then yes, we do require a background check.
Okay.
If you're just helping with field maintenance or some mowing and things like that, then we do not require that.
Yeah, that's just safety for,
definitely,
for all the kids. Anyway, sideline there. I'm sorry, but I just wanted to bring that up because there are people who would love to volunteer, really don't know how to get into it or do something with this. We'll get back to the parks. Now, you have 30 parks in Carroll County, and you have one that offers quite a program, and that's Piney Run.
Yes, Piney Run is really one of our signature parks. It's over 800 acres. We have a 300-acre reservoir there, and there's opportunities for boating, picnicking, hiking. We have playgrounds. There's just a lot to do. Beautiful nature center that was just redone a couple years ago. So a lot of choices for families and just a lot of great activities.
Speaking of those activities, what can a family have available to them at some of the summer programs that we have?
We have a number of summer camps that are available. Some of them are sports camps. Some are more general. The best way to look and get more information about those is to visit our website, ccrecpark.org. We have several camps that run at Piney Run where they get some nature experiences as well as canoeing, and they have the Nature Center, as I mentioned, as well. So a number of different choices. There's various special events. And families that are looking to get out with 30 parks spread throughout the county, there's plenty of walking trails. We have over 50 miles of walking trails, a lot of playgrounds, a lot of new playgrounds that are coming in, and just there's plenty to do.
You even have kayaking.
Yes.
Off some of the Union Bridge area, I believe, off the Monocacy River.
Yes. You can actually put in at Tapes Mill Road in Big Pipe Creek, or in the town of Union Bridge, you can put in at Little Pipe Creek, and you can take that down to Double Pipe Creek Park, which is one of ours, and it's about an eight-mile trip. Beautiful scenery. My wife and I did it last year. We didn't see a single person the entire time. We saw all kinds of wildlife, including a couple of bald eagles. So it's just spectacular scenery. You can also put in a Double Pipe Creek and then continue on to the Monocacy River in Frederick County as a water trail there.
Wow. I mean, I know there's all kinds of opportunities in the parks, camps for the kids, either through the rec councils or through the parks. They just unbelievable amount of opportunity. And you've developed quite a system of parks in Carroll County over the years. How long has it been in existence? Do you have any idea?
We've been in existence as a department over 50 years now, so a lot has changed in Carroll County.
Actually, we had a celebration just this year. Yes. I should know that. That's my fault there. So anyway, moving ahead, what do you see as the future of Parks and Rec in Carroll County? I mean, this is your vision, I guess, is what I'm asking for.
Well, we're seeing the demographics change within Carroll County. Back in the 1990s, it felt like we were building or opening a new school or two every year. So obviously, there was a lot of population growth, a lot of new families coming in, a lot of youth, and that led to some shortages of athletic fields and gymnasiums, and our programs were really hurting with that. We're now seeing our community is aging. The demographics are changing, and as a result, some of the needs that are being expressed to us are changing. There's a lot more requests for walking trails and more passive activities. There's still requests for ball fields and things like that. I've coached before. I know if I have one gym, I'd do much better if I had two. So I understand that mindset. But walking trails are by far the most popular thing that people are requesting now. So as a result, we're trying to change our planning and our capital budget as far as what types of facilities we're building.
Yeah, I can see that. And I know we have a little bit of a boom coming with the younger, really young, coming on. So we're going to need play yards and those type things. And they're not cheap to put in.
No, everything's getting more expensive every year. So that's always a challenge to try to fit that in within a budget.
Well, yeah, I understand that, believe me. A person has to deal with the budget presently. Yeah, it's not cheap. But the walking trails, the whether it's jungle gyms or play yards for younger ones. But we also have the Hap Baker facility. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
That is really unique for a county recreation and parks department to have a public shooting range. The need for this arose from a lot of shooting out in the community on private property, and there were concerns about safety and noise. So many years ago, we moved forward with the construction of a range. It operates in an enterprise fund where all of the revenue that is collected at the range from people using it actually helps to pay and maintain it and cover all of the operating expenses. Very well-attended facility and very unique.
Okay. Here again, does a person have to apply to get time at the range?
You can either show up and you can pay a daily fee, you can purchase a membership fee or an annual pass, or you can purchase a lifetime pass.
Oh, okay.
But you do not need to schedule your time ahead of time.
The Sheriff's Department also, I believe, uses some of that range for their
Sheriff's
needs.
Department and local law enforcement, some of the municipalities as well.
Yeah, that's great for that. I always, you know, think Carroll County is a very safe county, and we need to support our law enforcement and to keep that happening there. So I'm glad that, you know, the county and the Sheriff's Department work together on these areas. Okay, we're going to run out of time here in a few minutes. Do you have any things you want to mention, any special events coming up that we'd like to draw attention to?
We have one big event coming up at the Carroll County Sports Complex. It's the Family Summer Bash. It is on Friday, July 15th from 4 until 9 o'clock. We will have live music, a number of children and adult games. There will be a dunk tank. If people want to take a shot at me, that'll be a great opportunity. I'd be happy to sit up there. And we're looking to do all of this to raise funds for the Park Legacy Fund. This is a fund that helps pay for park improvements. Also be a beer garden that day, and it should be a really fun evening.
I will admit, you have some very creative fundraising. Over the years, you had the super large chairs that you had people taking pictures of, and you sold them. I know there's one still at Greenmount Station, painted half purple, half orange. Every time I go by there, there's somebody sitting in that chair getting a picture taken. It was probably one of the best investments that restaurant made to have that huge chair put in. But some of the things you do in fun activities, speaking to Santa Claus and things like that are all unbelievable creative ways to raise funds and do things. So, you know, I commend you for what you've done here with the Recreation and Parks and your staff, which not a large staff. I will.
We're very small. We have 26 full-time staff. And you look at some of our neighboring counties, like Howard County has 220 staff. So obviously we need to operate differently, but we have a lot of fun doing the events that we do. It's fun for the staff. The public responds well to it. So that's part of what makes this such an enjoyable profession to be in.
Yes. You have a very dedicated and hardworking staff. I will say that. They're never had any chance to interact with them that they haven't been extremely cooperative in trying to help the community. So thank you for bringing that. That starts with the leadership. So, well, it looks like we're going to be out of time here. So I want to thank you, Mr. Jeff Dagetz, for joining me today for the Commissioner's Report. Jeff is Director of Recreation and Parks for Carroll County. And if you have any questions, please call
410-386-2103.
Enjoy the summer and get out and enjoy some of the parks and some of the recreational activities in Carroll County. Thank you.